USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is calling it a great American comeback. Delivering his third State of the Union address last night, the president said the nation is thriving and highly respected again.
Our borders are secure. Our families are flourishing. Our values are renewed. Our pride is restored. And for all of these reasons, I say to the people of our great country and to the members of Congress, the state of our union is stronger than ever before.
During the speech, the president also honored conservative talk icon Rush Limbaugh, who was recently diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Limbaugh was in the House Visitor Gallery and received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. This is USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
While only 62% of the results are in from the Iowa caucuses, Pete Buttigieg is happy to see that he's at the top of the stack.
What we already know amounts to just a phenomenal victory for the vision of this campaign, the idea that with a message of unity and boldness, we could connect in rural, suburban, and urban areas alike.
Technical glitches with an app that was to be used to report the results are blamed on the delay of getting the rest of them in. Senate Republicans on Capitol Hill are expected to formally acquit President Trump today. He was impeached by the Democratic-led House in December for alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, only the third president in U.S. history to be impeached by the House. But all indications are he will be acquitted today of both articles of impeachment by the Republican-led U.S. Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The number of people apprehended at the southern border has dropped for 8 months in a row. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
It follows crackdowns by the Trump administration, including forcing asylum seekers back over the U.S.-Mexico border to wait out their claims. A Homeland Security official told the Associated Press on condition of anonymity the total number of encounters with border officials in the month of January was about 36,000. That was a 10% decline from December. It includes apprehensions of people crossing illegally and migrants who were declared inadmissible by border officers at a port of entry. The official said the number of encounters with border officials over 4 months was around 165,000, when a year earlier during the same period, it was about 242,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The number of homeless children and youth enrolled in public schools has reached 1.5 million, which is a record high, according to a national nonprofit. The National Center for Homeless Education, which is funded by the Department of Education, found it was up 15% from 2 years ago. Under education law, children and youth are categorized as homeless if they're residing in shelters, cars, motels, or with other people temporarily due to the lack of alternatives. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.